Good morning. Clouds passed through the region overnight. So did a few showers, wetting the ground in spots, but most of these showers have now pushed off the eastern seaboard and dried out. Another round of clouds and a few sprinkles and showers now making their way through central New York will track to the east. So we do run the risk at a couple of passing sprinkles or showers for the morning commute. Otherwise, we'll go with mostly cloudy skies. And with the clouds overnight, temperatures stayed on the milder side for this time of year and are starting out mainly in the 50s and lower 60s. With that starting point, we'll see readings climb through the 60s and toward the 70-degree mark by early afternoon, with most places getting into the lower to mid-70s for afternoon highs. Exceptions will be on the other side of a cool front sliding in from the Canadian border. And in the Champlain Valley and close to Canada, temperatures will top out in the lower 60s. That front will slowly meander to the south tonight, and with its close proximity, we'll have a lot of clouds during the overnight period, even a few scattered showers. Areas of fog will develop overnight as well, but it will remain mild, with temperatures in the upper 50s to around 60 for overnight lows. The front will be pushed back to the north and past Montreal and into southern parts of Canada tomorrow on the heels of an increasing and strong gusty south wind. Clouds will pass to the north along with the front, opening us up for a good deal of sunshine. And with that south breeze, temperatures will surge toward near record warmth, with highs reaching into the lower 80s. Temperatures will stay mild into the day on Wednesday with highs in the 70s before the next front approaches on Thursday and Friday. This is when we'll run the risk at a few scattered showers and thunderstorms with highs in the 60s followed by cooler weather blowing in behind the front for the upcoming weekend. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a very windy weather pattern in the western United States will bring gusty conditions with the potential for isolated wind damage, blowing dust, and travel hazards today. Wind advisories and a few high wind warnings cover parts of the High Plains, the Intermountain region, and the Southwest. In addition, these gusty winds will combine with dry conditions in the High Plains to create significant fire danger. Meanwhile, winter storm warnings have been issued for parts of the Rockies in Wyoming, where 9 to 16 inches of snow could fall above 7,000 feet. And the National Hurricane Center is issuing advisories on Hurricane Nicole, located about 555 miles southeast of Cape Race, Newfoundland. Nicole is moving toward the northeast near 9 miles per hour, and this motion with an increase in forward speed is expected through late today. A north-northeastward motion at an even faster forward speed is forecast tomorrow. And Typhoon Sirika will approach Vietnam today with 90-mile-per-hour winds and gusts to 115 miles per hour. The typhoon will only compound already existing flooding problems in Vietnam from recent storms. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16th of a mile visibility in fog, 37 degrees with a northwest wind at 52 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, partly cloudy and 15 below zero. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy skies and 60 degrees, the dew point 56, calm wind, and the barometer at 29.94 inches, and it is currently holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 102 degrees at Perryton and Slapout, Texas, to a low of 25 at Berlin, New Hampshire, and Gunnison, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, mostly cloudy in the upper 70s. Boston, a mix of sun and clouds in the lower to mid-70s. And in Buffalo, cloudy with scattered showers, highs right around 70 degrees. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 68 degrees, the low 45. The average temperature, 57, that's 7 degrees above normal. Just a trace of precipitation yesterday, only 11 hundredths of an inch for the month and 25.74 inches for the year, which is now 5.66 inches of precipitation below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 59 degrees, the average low, 39. The record high, 85, set in 1947, and the record low, 21, in 1940. Sunrise this morning, 7:11 a.m. Sunset this evening, 6:09 p.m., 10 hours and 58 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy with a passing shower possible today. Highs around 60 near the Canadian border to around 70 near Glens Falls. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and areas of fog tonight with lows in the lower to mid-50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy, a passing shower possible today with highs in the mid-70s. Mostly cloudy, scattered showers and some fog tonight with lows in the lower 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy with a passing shower possible today with highs around 70 degrees. Mostly cloudy with a few showers and some fog tonight with lows in the middle to upper 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy with a passing shower possible today and highs in the lower 70s. Mostly cloudy with a scattered shower tonight, also areas of fog with lows in the upper 50s to around 60. For the greater capital district, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy with a passing shower possible today and highs in the lower 70s. Mostly cloudy, a few showers tonight, also areas of fog with lows in the upper 50s to around 60. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy and unseasonably warm with highs in the lower 80s, a mix of sun and clouds mid-70s on Wednesday. Mostly cloudy Thursday and Friday, scattered showers, perhaps a thunderstorm, still in the mid to upper 60s, then breezy and cooler for the weekend, with partly sunny skies Saturday and Sunday, highs staying in the middle and upper 50s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kiano.